That's the most common name for it.
Oh, gee.
Well, you said last time that you never had a fireplace. Do you ever have a coal furnace or a coal stove?
Yeah, we've had coal stove. We also had a fireplace a few years ago.
Oh, we just don't have any right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you call the thing you brought the coal in?
Coal bucket. Or sometimes called coal scoop.
And, what do you call the little, sharpening stone you can carry in your pocket?
The whetstone.
And how about the bigger one? You can just stand still and bring the, whatever you have to sharpen, you bring it to the stone rather than carry it around.
You mean a grindstone? That's the thing that's in a... Mm-hmm. Well, a grind rock and a grindstone.
Is it a grind rock?
It's called both.
Uh-huh.
I never had one, but I have since threaded them things and pedaled them.
You know, had a couple of pedals on it would turn the wheel.
Yeah.
You dip on that thing, and oh, this pedal's like you're riding a bicycle. You know, that turn that wheel, whatever you're sharpening, just hold her up there and go across the rock as it turns. You add a little can of water that would sit up there and drop water on the rock as you turned it. What's it called?
I don't know either.
So you couldn't just use the dry rock. So there was a little thing that sat on a stand right up above the rock that you poured water in, and it would drip on the rock. And as the rock turned, you keep your rock wet. So.
Yeah. Well, does oil work just as well with...
On that type of stone, I don't guess it would. I never did see him use oil on them. Always just use water.
Well, I've never been able to figure out just what the water is for. Is it to make kind of a mud there?
Yeah, it softens that rock and gives you something to sharpen on. It keeps them getting hot, and then it would just your dry rock there, wouldn't you wouldn't have a cutting surface, you would have to add the water to it.
In other words, well, does it keep it cool too? I mean, is that part of the reason, or is that cold? Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Is that the whole reason, or?
Well, that helps to sharpen, and it helps to keep what you're sharpening from getting hot. I mean, you know, taking the temper out of it from the additional heat from the rock.
All I know is they always say, don't cool it without water.
Yeah.
That's what it said in the Boy Scout magazine. I don't know that.
Yeah.
When you bring flowers in the house, what might you put them in?
In the vase?
Would you call this the vase? The vase would have to be something called.
I don't know what that is. Well, that's the vase over there.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, that's made out of two oil cans.
Oh, yeah?
And those two little limbs sticking out there is the